Pilots are taking to the skies above Tsavo National Park in eastern Kenya on a singular mission to find elephants. The census, which takes place every 3 years, is organized by the Kenya Wildlife Service to map out the elephant population in the area. Volunteers from organizations across the country have contributed their planes, including Save the Elephants and the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, which also donated all the fuel. The total cost of the exercise is around $200,000.
Over the course of the week, pilots will cover nearly 50,000 square kilometers of land from the park here in Kenya to across the border in Tanzania in order to get a comprehensive count of the elephant population. Scientists hope that they can use that data to better protect the species in the future.
The census is not just about population. Observers will also be looking for potential threats in the environment, such as evidence of poaching. Senior scientist with the Kenya Wildlife Service, Frederick Lala.
This particular census is very important to us because we'll be able to know, apart from knowing the numbers, we'll be able to know also the areas where poaching has been able to occur, in terms of if you're able to identify the poaching areas. We'll also be able to know how the habitat is.
The good news is that the elephant population appears to be going up in Tsavo. It rose to 12,000 at the time of the last census, taken in 2011. Unfortunately, the area suffered a spate of poaching incidents last year, in which whole families of elephants were slaughtered for their ivory. Other conflicts have arisen when animals destroy farmland and other property. Dixon Toe, the senior warden for the Kenya Wildlife Service in Tsavo East, says engaging local populations is key to protecting wildlife in the park.
Of course, what we are doing is that we have a whole unit involved dealing with community issues that go out to the communities, trying to create awareness and also trying to address the, because the most common thing is the human-wildlife conflict, and trying to teach them how to evade and avoid such things happening.
Elephant monitoring groups estimate more than 25,000 elephants are killed across Africa each year, but the number could be higher. Kenya recently enacted tough new laws raising the penalty for poaching and trading ivory, but conservationists say until the demand for ivory, coming mostly from China, is stopped, there will be no end to the slaughter. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Tsavo, Kenya.